For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. They're stepping up pressure on the Senate to pass a spending bill. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
Democrats have a constitutional duty to protect the people of this country, and we hope that they'll step up and fulfill it today.
The House passed a measure that includes $5.7 billion for President Trump's border wall. If there's no deal with the Senate, a partial government shutdown will happen tonight.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security.
A number of agencies are fully funded through September of next year and wouldn't be affected. That includes the Pentagon, the VA, the Departments of Energy, Education and Labor, and most of Health and Human Services. But workers at an assortment of other agencies would be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Ford is recalling nearly a million F-Series Super Duty pickups for risk of fire in the engine block. Here's reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit with more.
The recall only impacts F-Series pickups with engine block heaters. Ford says it has reports of 3 fires caused by water getting into the system, leading to corrosion and long-term to short circuits. No injuries have been reported.
In a letter to the president, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours, end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. That's roughly half of the U.S. troops stationed there. The president tweeted, a new defense secretary will be named soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Pope Francis delivers a stern warning to abusive priests. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pope Francis telling priests who rape and molest children to turn themselves in immediately, making the demand in his annual Christmas speech to the Vatican bureaucracy. He vowed the church will, quote, never again cover up sex abuse by priests. He acknowledged the church did fail to treat the problem seriously in the past, but he says those days are over. He also says he wants victims to come forward and tell their stories. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Female Mormon missionaries worldwide can now wear dress slacks, according to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The first presidency of the Missionary Executive Council in Salt Lake City revealed the changes for all 407 missions year-round. Sister missionaries in roughly half of the church's missions have been wearing dress slacks during the wet season as protection from mosquito-borne viral diseases since June of 2016. Two other reasons to wear the slacks: staying warm in cold climates, and also ease in them riding bicycles. Sister missionaries must still wear skirts and dresses in the temple and during Sunday worship services. Young women ages 19 to 39 can serve for 18 months as missionary volunteers. Young men can serve up to 2 years. Take us with you and listen anytime, at home or on your personal device, at usaradio.com.